You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
It's Wednesday, which means it's executive lounge time. And this week, I'm joined on the line by the founding partner and group chief executive at MNC Saatchi Group South Africa, Jacques Burger. Good evening, Jacques. Thanks so much for taking the time. What does MNC Saatchi South Africa do? I mean, part of a global group, and the business obviously has various interests. What are those interests?
Thanks, Jimmy. So we are a marketing and communications services group, which means that we really work with a diverse group of clients looking at marketing and communication solutions through the lens of understanding clients and understanding customers, looking at how we use creativity and strategy to really kind of unlock powerful stories and narratives for how we help our clients to build brands through media, through passion marketing, sponsorship, through the line advertising, through consulting services.
Jacques, how did you get into marketing? Was it always a passion, or did you happen to stumble upon it accidentally?
You know, Jimmy, it's a great story. I actually started out wanting to get into medicine, specifically specializing in plastic surgery, which maybe was the giveaway as to my creative ambitions. but I ended up studying law, and then after that wanting to take a gap year. And I thought a postgrad diploma in advertising sounded as good as a gap year. You can imagine my poor parents having to tell all their friends that their wannabe doctor son wasn't going to become a lawyer either, but an account man in this strange world called advertising. So that's very briefly kind of how I got into advertising. But I suppose what I absolutely love about it and what attracted me to it is how you use creativity, and my definition of creativity is original thinking that adds value, and how you can take this very powerful platform of creativity and originality and how you can use it to commercial benefit and to kind of really help grow economies and grow communities. And I think there's something very powerful in the diversity that creativity brings to the day-to-day business, and how you marry strategy in our world, which is all about logic and smarts and data, with the magical world of creativity, and how you can really solve problems in a very powerful way for clients, for companies, for communities, for countries, for that matter.
Jacques, you founded this business for the South African arm of the international organization back in 2010, and just a short 14 years later, you've had this monumental achievement and this exit. I wouldn't say exit, but this show of confidence to take full ownership of the business. Do you want to just take me through the emotions you've had over the last couple of hours, couple of days, couple of weeks leading up to where you are now?
Yeah, look, it's a fantastic next chapter in our story, and we're hugely excited about the prospects that the management buyout brings. I think on a number of levels. The first one is, our entrepreneurial spirit is something that's very important to us, and our independence is something that's very important to us, because I think what it allows us to do is to focus 100% on the challenges and the opportunities of our clients and their brands and their businesses within the South African market, and into other African markets on the continent. And I think what this allows us to do, as I said, is to be 100% locally focused. I always say that, there's a difference between being an investor and being vested. And, we live in South Africa, we operate in this country, operate on this continent, so we are very much vested. It's not just a business that we work in or a business that we're invested in. We are deeply committed to this country, to the continent, to our people and to our clients' challenges. And I think this really creates an opportunity for us to double down on that in terms of how we deliver, how we engage, how we invest, and how we do that with great agility. I think it unlocks a fantastic opportunity for all of our people in terms of, access to new opportunities, greater levels of being able to attract and retain top talent, which is something that is very important. We've always said, the people with the best people win. It is all we have in this industry. If you've got the best people, you can deliver the best solutions. So for us to also use this as a moment to further bolster our transformation strategy in this market is something that's very important to us. And then I think very uniquely, and you've kind of touched on it, we're not separating from our global partners. We continue a very vital and powerful affiliation, which means that we continue to work together. We continue to be able to access global best practice, what happens in other markets, and jointly look at what opportunities we can pursue. So in many ways, it really positions a win-win for ourselves in this market. And I think that's wonderfully exciting in terms of the opportunities that we can unlock for ourselves and our clients going forward.
You clearly have a very strong passion for what it is that you do at the moment, Jacques. But this isn't about the clients. It isn't about the company and the successes you've achieved. It's about you and getting to know you a little better. And one of the things that I found interesting in your profile is, in addition to running such a big business and such a successful business, you also go through the effort of being a guest lecturer at universities. How did that happen?
By invitation. I think that naturally, there's always an opportunity to share knowledge and to share information, and I'm very, very passionate about education. I think that a very important part of leadership is not just looking at leadership within a company, but also leadership within your industry. And part of that is looking at, how do you position this very important industry for the next generation? How do you build attractiveness in terms of what it presents as a career? How do you introduce people to the power of creativity? And so for me, the opportunity to lecture and to deliver thought pieces around our industry becomes very important, because I think it helps to excite and inspire the next generation. And that's how we build brilliant talent, and that's how we create a richer, a more diverse, and a more exciting creative industry.
Jacques, did you get into Padel, or Paddle as they're now calling it? I'm looking at a profile picture of you, and it just I kind of get that vibe that you and I could go on the paddle court and try and figure out how the sport works.
I'm shocking that at any ball skills, I've got no hand-eye coordination. So it would be an absolute disaster. In fact, I said to someone the other day, not to say that one can't sometimes fail or make a mistake. In fact, someone once said to me, if you're not prepared to be wrong or make a mistake, you can never come up with anything original, which I absolutely loved. But I do believe at the same time that one gets to a certain age where you realize that if you're truly not good at something and you keep practicing and you're still bad at it, like I am at golf, then it's just not worth to keep going. So I'm fascinated with Padel in terms of how it's taken the world by storm, and I suppose how it's created a whole new social aspect, I suppose, around the traditional game of tennis, but it's definitely not for me. You'll see me sitting on the side enjoying a glass of lemonade.
It is quite an interesting case study, especially from a marketing point of view, as you mentioned, how we suddenly have this sport that's gone from being a bit of a enigma or an unknown sport, and now guys like Baldwin and Virgin, and everybody's getting involved, and everybody's taking whatever they can to set up courts and those sorts of things. Jacques, what are you reading at the moment?
Sure. What am I reading? I'm reading a whole lot. I'm reading a whole lot of things at the moment. I quite enjoy short form content. So I'm an avid reader of the Harvard Business Review. Which I enjoy. I enjoy The Economist, kind of lean into a number of different publications. But I'm also reading a bit of fiction. I'm reading The Year of the Locust, I think it's called, which is complete fiction and kind of light Saturday evening entertainment. There was a great story once where they did a review of the most read author on aeroplanes, and apparently it was Stephen Covey's Seven Habits of Highly Successful People. But they then split the research into economy class and business class, and they found that in business class it was Jackie Collins. Now I've never read a Jackie Collins book in my life, but I think it is quite interesting in that sometimes you've got to balance the kind of hard material in terms of marketing expertise or business expertise with a little bit of light reading, just to provide that balance and that downtime.
Yeah, I suppose, especially with travel, it does give you a bit of time to reflect on certain things, and people, or different people, reflect in different ways. That does make a lot of sense. Jacques, favorite meal?
Favorite meal? I enjoy a steak tartare. I do like seafood, and I wouldn't say no to a beautifully prepared steak. Quite simple.
There we go. Less is more. Quite simple. Thanks for the time, Jacques. That is Jacques Berger, who is founding partner and group chief executive at MNC Saatchi Group South Africa, joining me for this week's Executive Lounge segment.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.